American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
They do. They like our beef, like most countries. Everybody loves American beef.
That's Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Livestock Specialist Bruce Carpenter on the potential of U.S. beef heading to China, something that hasn't happened in years since the BSE scare. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association recently sent a coalition letter to President Trump urging him to discuss the restoration of U.S. beef access to China when he meets with the Chinese president next month.
The China thing would be another thing that people are kind of got an ear to the ground on. We won't know anything for sure there until things shake out, but I have heard some people suggest that if we do get into China, we might be looking at some sort of agent source verification because of the rules they have against us right now, going all the way back to the BSE many, many years ago.
The Chinese market represents the largest foreign market for American beef exports at an estimated $2.6 billion. Plus, Carpenter says Chinese officials love the taste of U.S. beef.
We produce it and feed it a little bit differently than most places in the world do. So we do, you know, have a high quality, most of it's a grain-fed product of some sort. So a lot of people like the taste of that. Again, we'll just have to see. But I would say that even if they don't require that, people should at least be thinking about it in the future, just as a kind of a heads-up deal. Nobody knows for sure.
He says it's important to learn about third-party verification.
People should acquaint themselves with it, know what they may or may not be doing. You know, there's plenty of stuff out there on the internet, and there's plenty of companies with websites that you can go to and read about what they do. They have all, you know, different companies have different programs within the company, you know, to meet certain specs, but something people should at least be aware of.
That's Texas A&M AgriLife Livestock Specialist Bruce Carpenter. Former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue now awaits a confirmation vote from the full U.S. Senate after the Senate Ag Committee on Thursday approved his nomination as Agriculture Secretary. And as Agriculture Committee Chairman Pat Roberts pointed out,
the committee has received a number of letters in support of your nomination, including one from nearly 700 organizations across the agriculture and food value chain, as well as one from six former U.S. Secretaries of Agriculture representing both Republican and Democrat presidents.
If confirmed by the full Senate, Perdue would become the 31st Agriculture Secretary. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.